Hello, I'm Giselle Gamby, host of the Intuitive Pool podcast and business and life coach. My coaching business has consistently brought in $500,000 in revenue for the past 10 years, not from any external strategy, but from being the intuitive entrepreneur. Having worked strategy first, as most people do, with little results, I know that authenticity is profitable, and the deeper you go, the greater your wealth always. And so this podcast is here for you if you desire more, deserve more, and are called into more in relation to your wellness and purpose, business and career, finances, relationships, and health. If you're stuck, feel like you've lost your mojo, and equally if you're doing really well, but you know that you and your life could be so much bigger, so much more purposeful, and so much more impactful. Join myself and my guests as we explore 2024's theme, Untapped Abundance. I love creating ripples, and so here's to creating even more ripples this year for this wonderful Intuitive Pool community. Hello once again. This is my second video for the podcast, and I'm happy to be here again. And I want to say that my week since Wednesday, it's Friday now, has been full of irony, and I have been laughing, and I'm going to be speaking to the irony in this podcast. So on Tuesday, when I published the first video episode, I told you that getting on video was one of the caves I feared to enter. I resisted with all of my Taurian might to not get on video. I told myself so many stories that I was committed to. I'm not beautiful enough. I have to now do hair and makeup. I've got to do clothes. I can't just pull out the microphone, you know, in a moment when I feel inspired. I sometimes read downloads and transmissions, and is that going to work on video? Well, I finally surrendered, as I shared on the first video podcast. And I just want to say that since the publishing of that first video podcast on Tuesday, I have had a week full of irony, and I want to speak to you about that on this episode. Now, just a little reminder about Joseph Campbell's quote: "The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek." I have experienced that many times, and I have once again experienced it this week by finally surrendering myself and my stories up and getting on video. Now, here's point irony number one. I actually enjoyed the process. Who would have thought? I can't believe it myself. I've described myself as a non-technical person, and I have to say that since I began this podcast in 2021, that definition of not being technical is starting to get broken down, because I actually love the whole publishing and editing process. You know, people say to me, "Why don't you give that away?" And it's like, actually, I really actually enjoy it. And I enjoyed learning the new software program that I am using to edit and to publish the video episodes. And not only did I enjoy learning that new software program — I don't know who I am when I say that, seriously, like who am I saying that? — but the reason why I was encouraged to get on video in the first place was so that the person listening, who could now watch the video, would feel more connected to me and to what I was saying. What I didn't actually expect was that I would actually enjoy the process more than being on a microphone. That I would actually feel more connected, because when I look at the camera, as I'm looking at the camera now, I feel like I'm actually speaking to you more than when I was on the microphone with my eyes closed in my own world, speaking what was coming out of me. So there's irony point number one. that when we enter the cave we feared, that it's actually more enjoyable than what we had expected. Irony point number two. The universe certainly likes to play with us, to have fun with us, to joke around with us. My goodness, have I experienced that this week. So as I began to put the video podcast up on YouTube on Tuesday, what I didn't know was going to happen was that all my previous 124 episodes were also going to automatically populate YouTube. Now, it makes sense now, having, and I won't go into the technical bit, but it actually makes sense that that happened, but I actually hadn't joined the dots that that was going to happen. I thought that all that would be uploaded was from the video podcast onward. And so when I saw YouTube being populated with all the prior episodes, like, I was delighted. I was like, wow, this is so cool. Full of, you know, joy, and what a bonus. Oh, and look at how effortless that was. And I was so excited. I was telling my family, and, you know, they were, at least my husband was, you know, excited with me. And then all that excitement got replaced with a huge amount of frustration, with a huge amount of disappointment, with a huge amount of defeat, actually, because Tuesday night, what I realized was when it transferred my video episode to YouTube, it didn't transfer as a video, it transferred as an audio podcast, which defeated the purpose of getting on video in the first place. And so I spent Tuesday night hours and hours trying to troubleshoot this problem. What have I done wrong? Why didn't it upload as a video? And then I realized on Wednesday that after all that troubleshooting, that the hosting platform where I published the podcast from, which is Spotify, does not allow for the transfer of the video file to anything outside of Spotify. So it will show as a video on Spotify, but anything outside of Spotify, it will only transfer, I should say, the audio. And so, as you can imagine, I felt defeated. And I knew that there's a solution. I know there's a solution. I need to go and find a new hosting platform, and I will, and that will be fine. But in the moment, you know, on Tuesday night, I was just, it was really disappointing. So then I wake up on Wednesday, and in the morning, I go onto YouTube, and I'm really surprised. Because what I see, which I had no expectation would happen overnight, are beautiful, beautiful comments from people who have been listening to the podcast. Comments of, you know, this is divine timing that I found you. Thank you for sharing. I have tears rolling down my face. Everything that you've said has spoken to me. I feel that I'm at the same place as you. And, you know, I haven't felt as inspired by someone in a long time. And, you know, this was the reason why I actually have the podcast in the first place, audio or video, doesn't matter. I want to share from my experience, and I want it to be of value to people. So when I saw those comments, and I saw, I think, 50 new followers, and it's not about followers for the followers' sake, right? It's about the connection that is happening for people, and the resonance that's happening for people, and the impact that it's happening, that is happening for people. That's what it's about. It just made me happy. And I was, once again, I flipped over from here I was on Tuesday being in wonder and awe at YouTube populating all the episodes, to going to massive disappointment, to being in wonder again. What a roller coaster. And then here is the irony. What episode do you think was the episode that people were writing to me about? I thought it was going to be the latest episode, the one that I recorded on video. But no, it was episode number one. And guess what title episode number one was? The Cave You Fear to Enter. You cannot make this up. Getting on video was The Cave I Feared to Enter. I entered that cave to create deeper connection. The video doesn't go up on YouTube as planned. I receive beautiful, beautiful comments from people knowing that what I've spoken to has impacted them. And it's not the video episode that is doing the impact. It's the audio episode speaking to the theme that I have just experienced once again, the cave you fear to enter. Seriously, you cannot make this up. Irony point number three. The moment that I uploaded that video, the moment that I recorded the video and then uploaded it, I felt a shift within me. As I said, I actually enjoyed the process, which was not what I expected. But what also happened was I felt this creative aliveness within me. I felt like it felt dynamic. The energy felt dynamic. And I know this feeling because I've felt it before. I felt it when I first put the podcast out in the end of 2021. I felt it when I created the meditation program and many other times. So I know this feeling and it feels really, really good. And when I was presencing that feeling this morning, what it feels like is that it feels like the universe lives within me. And it feels like it's not separate to me, and that there's this creative intelligence that's literally running through me and coursing through me. And I feel unleashed. Like I feel having entered that cave and then realizing that all the stories that I'd been telling myself about, you know, all the bullshit basically, that it was me that actually felt more connected, not only the person that I wanted for the connection to happen to, but it was for me that, yeah, there's this creative aliveness and I have this real impetus to continue creating even beyond, you know, this podcast. So that's really, really cool. And I feel like, you know, I feel like since I've surrendered, I feel like I'm just at the beginning of being on a magic carpet ride. And when we surrender and enter that cave, from all of the times that I have had the experience of entering that cave and then seeing what occurs as a result of that, I know that there's such intrinsic wealth in that cave. I know there's such intrinsic value in that cave. And it's beyond what we thought would be on the other side of our fear. It's beyond our personal expectation. And yeah, it's the mystery. There's a mystery. There's a mystery that occurs when we enter that cave, and it's one that, yeah, as I said, I know that I'm just at the beginning of it, so I'm not fooling myself. And I don't know where that magic carpet ride is going to take me and us. I don't know. And I'm surrendered into the mystery, which is really cool. So of course I'm feeling really good. So irony, point number four. Now, this was one that, again, this morning I really meditated this morning and is the reason why I'm speaking to you now, because I saw a nuance. And so when I go to the quote, Joseph Campbell's quote, "The cave you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek," I went a little bit deeper with that quote this morning. And so this is a nuance. And so when we talk about the treasure you seek, it's assuming that you know what the treasure is, right? It's assuming that you know what you want the treasure to be. But because the truth is that when we enter that cave, that the treasure that we actually find is of such intrinsic value and wealth, that the treasure is not defined by you and me, by the personal us. It's not, we actually don't have the capacity to preordain what the mystery wants to gift us with. We don't actually have the capacity to preordain that. And if we do, if we think that we know, well, we're just totally putting a lid on it and limiting it. So this is what I'd like to suggest instead. That when we enter the cave, what has been seeking us finds us. And that makes me emotional when I say that. That when we enter the cave, what has been seeking us finds us. And the ripples of impact are so much more generous than if we defined what that treasure is versus surrendering into the mystery and believing through your experience that when we enter the cave, that what has been seeking us finds us, the ripples of impact are far more generous. So yesterday I was on a group call. I love my Thursdays at 1 o'clock because I get on a group call with my coach Daniel and with Michelle and Arthur, my peers, and we share, and often we're really walking in parallel. And so once we'd all debriefed, my coach said this, and I really loved what he said in it, and it got me thinking, and I want to share my thinking with you. He said, "This is about the death of what we can do and the birth of what we're called to do." And it's so true. This is about the death of what we can do and the birth of what we're called to do. And when he said that, I just started writing down this timeline of like the moments of the birthing of what I was called to do in the context of me sharing. So I'm just going to give you a little timeline. So when Facebook first started, I would share my writings. I've always written. It's been a way of expressing myself, a way of getting present, a way of like listening and tuning in. And I really enjoy the process of writing. And so I thought, well, I'm going to share my writings. And I had a Facebook page, and it's had many names, but the current iteration, although it really is not, doesn't have a lot of life in it, I don't feed it at this point, is called From My Heart to Yours. So you can find that. There's some amazing things in there and a lot of history. So I used to share on that Facebook page. So if you think about it, you know, I was sharing, you know, with my local community on Facebook, and also because it was a page, And back in the old days, it didn't have algorithms and you didn't have to pay. And so it did have a life of its own, and it did ripple out. And I have met people that I didn't know through that Facebook page. And many of those people that I coached then and even that I coach now found me through my writings on that page. So that was really, really cool. And then I decided to use my voice and learned how to podcast and started the Intuitive Pool podcast in November 2021. And so now people were not only reading and hearing me through my words, but they were also hearing me through my voice. And so if you think about the distribution, now it's going through Apple Podcasts, it's going through Spotify. So the ground is getting a little bit bigger, right? Who I'm reaching is now extending. And when I started podcasting, I kind of leant into that and forgot about writing for a little while until I remembered how much I love writing. And then I decided to publish on Substack and also Medium. And so then I was embracing both my voice and also my writing, and that's been fun. And then following the Intuitive Pool once again and entering the cave, and this week being on video. And so not only am I being read, not only am I being heard, but I'm now being seen. And it feels like when I'm with the whole of that, like I'm being read, I'm being seen, I'm being heard, I'm being all of those expressions of me, it feels like I've opened the gates. And I do feel free. I don't feel that I need a sense of safety, and I can see like each of those times it was a moment of, you know, following the pool and feeling free, and then after a while it does kind of feel safe until the next pool comes, and then I follow that pool, and then for a little while down the track it then kind of feels safe. So for now, where I'm at now, I don't know what's going to happen after now, but for now I feel like the gates are fully open. Why do I do this podcast? Why do I write? Why do I coach? Why do I live my life the way I do? It's because I'm committed to us coming home to ourselves. And so we need to be free of our judgments and our fears. And we need to enter those caves and embrace the mystery. We need to lead from love. Because when we don't lead from love, we're leading from fear and separation and judgment, and that's a divisive experience. Firstly, for ourselves, because we don't lead from the whole of ourselves. And then that has its consequences. So when we're in divisiveness within ourselves, that will manifest, you know, in financial contraction. It will manifest in contraction in our businesses and our careers. It will manifest as conflict in relationships. It will manifest as illness. And also when we are in fear and judgment and therefore division of ourselves rather than the wholeness of ourselves, that then manifests in our external world, and we have plenty of evidence of that right now. So the more we come home to ourselves, the more freedom we bring not only to ourselves but to the people around us and then to the greater world. And so that's the reason why I do what I do, and I see it as a great privilege and a great joy, and I'm very grateful that I have found my calling. And yeah, the more people who can find their calling, which is why I coach at the end of the day, the greater freedom there is within and the greater freedom there is in our external world. So let's get back to the irony and putting a smile on my face. So point number five, irony number five. So I'm committed, right? I'm committed to finding this new hosting platform that will effortlessly publish on YouTube, on the podcast on YouTube. And in the meantime, I'll still continue publishing the way that I am. and I'll manually upload onto YouTube, onto the Intuitive Pool podcast playlist. Again, I'll put those links in the show notes. But do you know what? As per my experience this week, here's the irony, irony point number 5. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter. So I hope that you have enjoyed this episode, whether you've listened to it or whether you've watched it. And I hope that it's inspired you to get present to what your caves are and to enter them and to experience the intrinsic value and wealth that exists within the experience of entering that cave. And as I said, that beautiful nuance that, you know, really does make my eyes shiny, that when we enter the cave, it not only brings us the treasure we seek, but more so, it brings us the treasure that has been seeking to find us. Ah, so beautiful. My heart just explodes when I say that. So thank you, and until the next time, ciao, ciao. Hey guys, if you love this podcast, I have 2 requests. Number 1, sign up to the newsletter, which you can find in the show notes. Sharing is one of my superpowers, and there is only so much that I can share through the medium of podcasting. And I have very big plans this year to be radically generous to you. So sign up to that newsletter where you'll be able to receive a whole lot more that I trust will be super valuable to you. And number 2, I'm a massive referrer of the people I love to the people I love. Please share this episode or podcast with the people you love, and let's create some more breathtaking ripples of impact.